Ski! Ski, ski, ski! You know what it is, man. It's the hood philosopher, J.D. Smith, at quarter six gold on all platforms. Go follow you, boy. And we back in this bitch like we left some. You know what I'm saying? And we back in Afro-America again today, man, for another episode of this Hood Philosophy Podcast. And I am your hood philosopher. We got a real interesting topic today, man. First, I want to tell y'all who this podcast for today. This podcast for all my people who gaslight been on for 2 days and still throw five in their tank. You know what I'm saying? This for all my people who folks had them in church to keep them out the streets, but church became their streets. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know church got the freaks, if we gonna be real, man. For real though. Hey, one thing I want to say though, bro, shout out to that man Floyd, bro. When I say that man in his bag, that man in his bag, like that little hard fry at the bottom, you know what I'm saying? On my mama. That man in his bag like McDonald's napkins, bro. For real though, he out here. But I hope y'all been holding it down out there, man. You know, I've been up here doing some training and shit, so I kind of been off the scene. But you know, I'm still here. No matter where I'm at, I'm still here. You see what I'm saying? I can be over there, I can be over there, but I'm still gonna be here. You see what I'm saying? Straight up. Today's segment, we're gonna talk about, you gotta stay ready so you ain't gotta get ready. Cause if you gotta get ready, your ass gonna be late. The shit gonna be gone by the time you get ready if you ain't already ready when the shit get here. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta stay ready so you ain't gotta get ready, man. I was up in St. Louis last weekend, man. Went back up to info with them boys again. And bruh, this is what I mean by staying ready so you ain't gotta get ready. So like the first time I went, the promoter thought I was coming to do some music. But the whole time, I had planned on doing a comedy skit, you know what I'm saying? And when he asked, when I got there, I was like, shoot, bro, what the lineup looking like, all that and that, we doing sound check and stuff, you know what I'm saying, this and that. He telling me, he was like, I ain't get a chance to listen to your music, bro, but, what track you want to play? And I'm like, music. I like, bro, I ain't come to do no music, bro, but I got some music to play. And he was like, oh, well, my bad, bro, what type of music you got or whatever? And I was just like, shoot, I just got some trap shit for the hood, you know what I'm saying? He tell me, oh, bro, this a church crowd, so you feel me? If it got too much cussing and too much foul language in it, bro, it ain't gonna go. And I was like, oh, well, bet, bro. Say less. Little comedy skit I got, I can, you know what I'm saying, tune it down for him, you know what I'm saying? I actually been working on this craft, though, for a minute. For like 6 months now, for real. You know what I'm saying? But this still the first time I'm about to get on stage, bro. Like, I done been on stage before, like, doing, like, little shows at the school. You know what I'm saying? I done had to get up and speak in front of the church before. I done had to speak in front of crowds of people before. But it was this different, bro. Like, you actually using your own material. You feel me? And it's crazy, bro, because I ain't never had, like, stage fright or no fright of saying no shit in front of people. But the funny thing was, it was like, as soon as they called my name, bro, I wasn't even prepared to, you know what I'm saying, for them to call my name, bro. I'm out there shopping for some food. I'm trying to get some food, bro. I'm in line, bro, about to buy me some food. I hear my name. Hey, you know what I'm saying, J.D. Smith, welcome to the stage. So bro, I had to run across the whole goddamn field just to get to the stage, bro. I'm out that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Stepping and shit, all this other shit. So I get on stage, bro. I hadn't even really been thinking about it because I honestly didn't even peep the show had started. I thought the MC was still on stage, bro. So I get over there, get to the stage or whatever, and forgot everything that I had planned for the folks. I had, you know what I'm saying, had some little shit I had already thought about that I was going to say. Like I said, bro, I got a whole bunch of notes and just jokes and shit I've been coming up with, jokes, music, all type of shit, bro, just free writing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I get up there on stage and forget my whole skit and literally had to pull something out my ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? But when I was done, though, motherfucker came to show me some love, bro, telling me, oh, bro, we fuck with that, bro. That shit was straight. You know what I'm saying? Bro was like, bro, we could tell you one from around here because your swag different, bro. But you know what I'm saying? It's all right, bro. You know what I'm saying? We might have to start fucking with it. I'm just like, you feel me? It was straight. And then the little co-producer come up to me. He was just like, shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie. We actually want you to come back and be the MC for the next few shows, bro. Come and introduce everybody to the stage and shit like that, just to warm the crowd up. You feel me? I told him I might fucks with it, but you know what I'm saying? Don't count me on that. You feel me? I told him I might fucks with it, though. But it's like, shit. From here on out, I plan on just hitting me them open mics, bro. For real, for real. Go ahead and just start traveling, doing that shit, bro. Ain't gonna lie, that shit with low-key type fun, bitch. My mama. Shit. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. You gotta stay ready, so you ain't gotta get ready. Like I said, bro, thought I was coming to do music. I would've been ready to do music or the comedy, you know what I'm saying? Cause I got both. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, shit. Either way, I would've been straight. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit. I was ready for either one because I've been preparing for this shit for a minute now. You see what I'm saying? I just started doing this music shit in February and I started the comedy shit back in like in November, October shit. So it's like I'm still a rook in the game, but really a vet mindset. You know what I'm saying? All it is, bro. Just got to go out and whatever it is you got planned, bro. You just got to go out and start networking, bro. You gotta go meet people that's on the same mission as you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna get far by yourself. You only gonna get so far by yourself, bro. It's a lot of shit you can't do by yourself, but you only gonna get so far doing that shit by yourself. You feel me? And shit, while I was up there in St. Louis, buddy was breaking it down to me what they got going on with the youth. This is an example of like you ain't gonna get far by yourself, bro. Like this is little youth group, or this, you know what I'm saying? It's called Young Voices with Action Incorporation, established in 2012. And basically the dude that's like the ambassador over it, like, he was just telling me that it's like a program to get kids off the streets, teach them some trades, and you know what I'm saying, showing them how to get their credit score right, and showing them that it's like, okay, yeah, you got these trades, carpentry, welding, or electrician, but you can also go do this other stuff too. Like you can, you know what I'm saying, learn to become a mayor or a councilman for your city. You know what I'm saying? They preparing them boys to do little stuff like that. So it's like they doing other shit too. Like they meant other than mentoring, they going to the jailhouse and supporting people that's, you know what I'm saying, young niggas that's locked up, that's been on the wrong path, and trying to, you know what I'm saying, get them on the right path before they come back out and have a job waiting for them when they get out, bro. I literally sat here and watched this man give four people jobs, bro, while we was at the show, bro. Like, I don't know, but it was homeless, but you feel me? His clothes was a little scraggly, and he was looking for some food, bro. And buddy was just like, shit, yeah, man, I just got out of work, man, you know, but they don't even pay me enough. And buddy was just like, shoot, you looking to work somewhere else then? He was like, you got something for me? And he was like, shoot, come on over here, bro. Literally in 5 minutes, my man's had him a job, bro. Shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he was showing me, reason I say you gotta go out and network, cause he was telling me that they got like this little STEM center that they just paid $900K for. But it's like, shit, it wasn't their money. He said all he did was provided the table and invited the right people and gave them his plan, and they invested in this shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, Like I said, you could teach yourself a lot, bro, but you don't go so far by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have people that's on the same mission as you. Recognition come putting in work, bro. Even if you ain't getting paid at first, you gotta take every opportunity and make the best of it, man, for real. And one thing you gotta know, bro, folks gonna hate on you, man. You gotta disregard them haters, bro. They gonna come regardless, you know what I'm saying? Cause if you ain't got haters, bro, you rightly ain't doing shit. That's one thing y'all to learn. Feel me? If you ain't got no haters, you ain't doing shit. You gonna get the most hate from the ones you thought that was gonna show love, bro. I'ma just go and keep it a stack with you. You feel me? You gonna get the most hate from the ones that you thought was gonna show love, bro. So it's like, shit, you gotta keep the negative shit out your circle, bro. Cause shit, like I said in my past episode, negative people, you know what I'm saying, they can and will be toxic to you if allowed. You know what I'm saying? That toxic energy can rub off on you, and that shit can get, you know what I'm saying? That shit is like the coronavirus. That shit gonna spread expeditiously. You know what I'm saying? You gotta realize and understand that 9 out of 10 times, the things, the situation that these negative people complaining about, it ain't even got no effect on you at all, bro. Like, this shit don't, you know what I'm saying, faze you at all. A lot of times they complaining about it because they don't want to get up and go do the shit they self. You know what I'm saying? You out here grinding and shit. They, bro, why you doing that, bro? You could just be chilling at the crib with me, bro. You know what I'm saying? And just like, shit, you ain't trying to chill at the crib, bro, because you got other plans. So go on and continue with your other plans, bro. It's either they is going to be there when you done or they ain't. And if they ain't, bro, they weren't meant for you to be there in the first place. You see what I'm saying? Just like, shit, you gotta start asking yourself the 5 W's, bro. Who, what, when, why, where. You know what I'm saying? What is my purpose? Where is this taking me? And when would this be effective? Who are you as an individual? And why am I even in this position? You cannot allow negativity to get in the way of your 5 W's, man. That's just some real shit, bro. So like I was saying, bro, you gotta get out there and take more L's, bro. You feel me? Because the more L's you take is the more lessons you learning, bro. It's an L basically just for lesson learned when you on a mission, bro. It's just like an L ain't nothing but the lack of knowledge to get to the next step you trying to get to, bro. And that's some real shit. Life ain't easy, bro. You gotta keep cracking at your goals. And the forces of the universe will provide you with the answers you looking for, man. For real. It ain't gonna just come overnight. You can't just pray fast or whatever you do to your Lord or to your whoever you pray to, bro. You can't just pray and think they just gonna come out of nowhere. Ain't no progression and blessing gonna come if you don't physically get out and do some work your damn self. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's just like, shit, just imagine if you was God, bro, and motherfuckers praying to you, want you to go out and do all the work for them, but while they sit on their ass. Come on, bro, make it make sense. The more times you fail at something, man, you may not notice it or feel it, but you're getting better every time, man. As long as you're taking notes and trying to progress. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean you ain't worthy of whatever you set out to achieve. It just means you ain't ready yet. You gotta go back and get that knowledge you need to move on. You know what I'm saying? Chad Johnson said this shit best, man. Shout out to him too, cause he did some shit that he out here doing basically what I'm talking about right now, man. He's, when he got into this little boxing match, you know what I'm saying, he might not have won, I don't know if he won or not, but I just understood where he was coming from, bro. He doing something different. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop just living life and go out and live, bro. You missing out on a lot staying settled and complacent, bro, doing the same shit every day. Whether it's your 9 to 5, getting your 2 days off, you know what I'm saying, on the weekend. What the fuck is 2 days, bro? 48 hours. They want you in this bitch for 60 hours, but I'm gonna give you 48 hours off. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You gotta stop getting upset with people, though. When they tell you no, when you need help, man, think about it. You asking somebody for help, they ain't asking nobody for help to help you. They coming out their own, you know what I'm saying? They own knowledge, they own book, they own pockets, own wallet, or whatever, to help you out. They ain't obligated to do shit for you just because they seem like they got it, man. You gotta go get that shit yourself at some point. You know what I'm saying? The only person responsible for you is you, motherfucking. That's just real shit. You see what I'm saying? At some point, you gotta realize that you in your own way 10 times out of 10 times in life, man. And once that barrier broken, you will see a little bit different. You will see what's going on around you, man. You will notice all the flaws. You will, that's basically like keeping your grass cut, bro, and realizing where the snake's at. You see what I'm saying? So one more thing I'm gonna give y'all before I go, man. This should be a priority checklist. They set you on the path for success, man. Number one should be God and yourself. Number two should be your finances. Number three should be your spouse and kids. And number four should be your family and friends, man. And the reason I put finances second is because we all know, bro, they say money is the root of all evil, bro. But to be honest, the lack of money is the root of all evil. Because if you ain't got them finances together, bro, your spouse and kids ain't gonna be straight either. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta put yourself and God first, and then you gotta get that paper right so you can take care of your spouse and kids. And then once you take care of your spouse and kids, your family and friends can goddamn come through and get the, you know what I'm saying, whatever you got left for them. And if they don't accept that, fuck them. You see what I'm saying? Real shit. And that will conclude today's episode of Afro America, the podcast for my people, my black people. I will drop damn, my music cut out, but I got y'all. I will drop a tape that I've been working on, man. For real. Quarter Six, the mixtape coming soon. I got a track I want y'all to hear before I drop that bitch. So, shit. Stay tuned. And I'll see y'all next time. Afro America, I love y'all. The Hood Philosopher, out. Real though, I really come from nothing, no food off in the oven. My dukes and pops wouldn't eat together, they was always fussing. I come from where you get sick, go get that Robitussin. I come from when you turn 15, then you start jugging. I come from where you playing ball or you start hustling. Didn't even have no milk for cereal, it was all ugly. Hoes didn't even fuck with me back then, now they all love me. I come from where these niggas hate you when you get some money. That's why I keep that pole with me, cause these niggas fishing. Nah, dog, you don't fuck with me, you just in my business. A couple hoes on my team and they all listen. They wanna see me in the kennel cause I'm a dog nigga. I went and bought a lawnmower cause I heard them snakes hissing. I'm in the hood letting zips go for 150. I had to ball, I had to fall to see who's all with me. It ain't love behind that smile, dog, I know it's all envy. Main bitch on the pass, see with me, she ain't got no draws with me. I'm driving 3 below the speed, I know them laws itching. You wouldn't believe in calm yourself if you could see my vision. I really come from nothing, no food off in the oven. My dukes and pops wouldn't eat together, they was always fussing. I come from when you get sick, go get some Robitussin. I come from when you turn 15, then you start jugging. I come from where you playing ball or you start hustling. Didn't even have no milk for cereal, it was all ugly. Hoes didn't even fuck with me back then, now they all love me. I come from where these niggas hate you when you get some money.
Niggas ain't really real, so I gotta keep my distance. I come straight from the hood, so I always paid attention. Got 2 ears and 1 mouth, don't do more talking than you listen. Watch, I stepping through the grass, there's plenty of them snakes been hissing. Q's got the lawnmower, I come straight through and rake a nigga. Had to start hustling just to get a little paper, nigga. Honestly, I felt some type of way when they went fade a nigga. Ran it up and let my niggas eat, had to fade some niggas. No one no complaining with it. I come from where she can get real dangerous, nigga. Pop out with that banger. Niggas see you with some money and sense a little anger. If you ballin', pass it to your dog so he can lay up. Plenty nights so sleep, cause being broke can't make me stay up. Gotta sacrifice a lot of shit to get that cake up. Watch that hood around you, niggas quick to show you fake love. I come from where niggas sleep, I'll make the city wake up.